This is New England Public Radio. COVID-19 is upending many aspects of life, including the beginning of it. Hospital birthing centers in the region have changed policies, sometimes quickly, limiting how many can attend a birth. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports this is driving up demands for home births.
Emma Donnelly is pregnant with her first child. She's due in early May and says her baby's really active.
Suddenly there's some stretching and the legs just start poking out, like sticking right out of me.
Donnelly says it's the baby's way of saying, I'm strong. She planned to give birth at Bay State Franklin because she says friends have had great experiences giving birth there.
They were supported and taken really good care of and listened to and respected.
Donnelly herself was born at home. At age 10, she watched her brother come into the world in her mother's bed. But she felt a hospital birth was best for her.
Somehow I had always thought that I would feel safe and more relaxed in a hospital just because I am a little more nervous, like things can go wrong.
But in the last few weeks, the birthing landscape has changed rapidly because of the risk of the spread of the coronavirus. Amy Walker, director of midwifery at Cooley Dickinson, says previously there were few restrictions on who could attend a birth.
Sometimes we have a whole room of joyful family members and friends that are there to greet the baby.
But now Cooley Dickinson, Berkshire Medical, and Bay State Health allow only one support person to be at the birth. It can be a spouse, mother, doula, but only one, and as long as they're healthy. For a period of time, Bay State Health required the support person to leave 2 hours after the baby was delivered. Heather Sankey is chair of Bay State's OBGYN department.
The concern was the number of hours that someone was in the room and potentially exposing healthcare workers to the virus.
Sankey says in late March, the hospital shifted back. It now allows the support person to stay until the mother and baby are discharged, but they cannot leave the room and come back.
Because they may become exposed during that time, so we bring them food. We feed, obviously, the patient and also the significant other. And I think this has made a big difference.
Around the same time that Bay State's policies were shifting, some New York hospitals stopped allowing any visitors, including the spouse or partner. Emma Donnelly, who wanted her partner there, was concerned that might happen here.
It was the thought that perhaps my partner wasn't going to be able to attend the birth. And I think that's the worst thing to do. I'm sorry, but it's terrible.
So she's leaving the hospital for a home birth. Her partner and mother can be there. But it wasn't an easy decision, in part because of the cost. Donnelly says a hospital birth would have been covered by her insurance, but not a home birth, which typically is about $4,000. Then her sister jumped in.
My sister did a fundraiser, and that was like incredible. We raised $2,700 on Facebook.
Donnelly is not the only one switching to home birth.
All of us are at capacity.
That's Jarna Harvey Amai of River Valley Midwives, who has been delivering babies at home for 28 years. She says home birth midwives are stretched to their max. Normally, she would schedule 3 or 4 births a month.
We had 3 in April. We now have 6 in April. We had 2 in May. We now have 6 in May. And we were getting more calls.
The Massachusetts Midwives Alliance estimates there will be a 10% to 15% increase in home births this year compared to last. But Harvey Amai says even if someone says they're afraid to go to the hospital, she's been careful.
Making sure that we were screening for low risk. Not everyone is meant to give birth at home.
Healthcare providers are also seeing pregnant women compare the policies of different hospitals and consider switching, says Bay State's Heather Sankey.
Everybody was seeing a lot of women trying to shift around, reconsider their options, and that's really not the best thing for anybody.
But most women are sticking with their plans to deliver in their hospitals, like Nyla Marrera, a Smith College science writing teacher who's having her baby at Cooley Dickinson.
since I'm a first-time mom, it feels very scary and new to me. And my partner is going to be a first-time dad. It's all very scary and new to him as well.
Marrera says he will be there with her, and that means she can't have her doula. But she trusts the midwives at Cooley. At the same time, she's aware her due date in early May could coincide with a jump in the number of coronavirus patients at the hospital.
I'm concerned that the medical staff at the hospital could be pretty distracted caring for cases of coronavirus, and that they could really be in a real emergency state of mind at a time that I'd really like to have calm, collected people around me.
Hospitals are trying to address that. Cooley Dickinson midwives, who typically work 24-hour shifts, now work half that. Amy Walker, director of midwifery, says for two reasons.
One, be able to preserve immune function for us. And then also it's much easier to be present and supportive at 3 a.m. if you're only working 12 hours rather than if you're working 24 hours.
At Berkshire Medical, OBGYN Lawrence Slater says she wears personal protective gear during a delivery. Even so, she can't social distance and do her job.
It's a very physical thing. There's no way to put physical distance between you and the patient when you're doing a vaginal delivery.
Even when she's covered with a mask, face shield, gown, and gloves, Slater says delivering an infant is still magical.
The look on the mother's face when you hand her the baby will bring tears to your eyes. And right now, we continue to do that without regard to the other things that are happening around us.
Slater says to further protect a mother and baby, Berkshire Health is discharging them quicker, sometimes in half the time, as long as they're stable and comfortable going home. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.